And the Philadelphia region is home to many cultural communities. This weekend, an event at the Annenberg Center will celebrate klezmer music with players who expand its European Jewish roots into new music. WHYY's Kimberly Haas has a preview.
In the immigrant wave to the U.S. in the 20th century, it was common for new citizens to turn away from their cultural roots. It occurred with language, spawning generations of monolingual Americans. And it also happened with music. Klezmer is a traditional music of Eastern European Jews and had a presence at all kinds of celebrations. The theater designer Jenny Romaine says that when she was growing up in the U.S., klezmer wasn't hip.
Oh, all those old guys who would be at your bar mitzvah playing that music and you really wanted to be hearing the Beatles.
Then in the 1970s and 80s, a revival of sorts began. New groups like the Klezmatics and the Klezmer Conservatory Band interpreted the music for a new audience. They started by listening to the old players.
All of a sudden, everyone was like, oh my gosh, who were those people? What were they playing?
But in Philadelphia, as the fourth generation in a family of klezmer musicians, Susan Watts had a different childhood experience.
I grew up with this music being in my family. It was not covered up. It was not lost. It was part of our lives.
The Philadelphia Folklore Project is celebrating that lineage with a performance called Soul Songs, Inspiring Women of Klezmer. Watts says they asked her what her dream project would be, and she came up with klezmer music interpreted by women.
To get 11 of the best klezmer players, all women, and play all brand new klezmer music.
Watts began with music written and performed by three generations of women. As her vision for the project grew, designer Jenny Romaine came on board to create a set design and costumes. In addition to wanting to showcase women's contributions to klezmer, Watts says she wants to see Jewish Americans reclaim this part of their heritage.
This is the cultural music of their people, and it's really important that you hear this music and that you identify with this music. Because frankly, the Holocaust killed a culture, and we took it back. This is breathing new life into it.
Kimberly Haas, WHYY News.